Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Our tag today is Trust in the Lord Tuesday, coming from Proverbs 3 and 5. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you this day for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, Father God, for choosing us, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for all that you've done and what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you so much, Father God, because we know that without you, we're nothing, but with you, all things are possible. Thank you, Father, that we can trust in you. We can lean on you. We can depend on you. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor PK, Lord. Thank you for Mother Eagle. Thank you, Father God, for Dr. PK Roberts, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for blessing her and bringing her back, hallelujah, molding her into what you've chosen her to be, Lord, touching her body. Thank you, Lord God, blessing her, using her, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the TMC family. Thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Thank you for the Diaz Deleon family, Father God. Thank you for the speaker on today, Lord. Thank you that you're going to speak through the speaker in a very special way, Lord, and we won't fail to praise you. We love you, we adore you, and we extol you. Thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, we love you so much, and we need you, Lord God. Can't make it another day without you. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you, my sister.
Well, I'd like to thank you for greeting and seating the family this morning. So that, and thank you for that powerful prayer so that we can get our day started. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I welcome each and every one of you to the call, just like Minister Wanda. So I'm going to give you a little bit about this call so we can get on and get our speaker on the call. In October 2012, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, they founded this call in October, and we'll soon be celebrating 6 years on this call. And we have a scripture reading for this call, and that scripture reading is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website for this call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And on this website, all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And the theme for this year is In 2016, Through Me, God's Glory is Being Seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Wanda did this morning so graciously, or a host, as I am doing now, or to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together, the thread that brought us all together, was a phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. This company has great products that is changing the lives of people all across the world and creating a healthier earth. As Minister Brenda would say, we have the greatest products this side of heaven. Now, after this call, you can go to the new morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday. It originated over 5 years ago and is conducted by a great team of leaders that are giving vital information. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 712-770-294-617. So, and they give so much information, such as every Wednesday, our Queen Victoria Flanagan give us awareness, and we call it Awareness Wednesdays, and that's where we can learn so much about our products. But each and every day on this call, we are given so much information to help us grow our business. And to grow our business as well, let us wake up and feel the inspiration, the Artist Revolution. And that conference is going to be held October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, 2016, at the Marriott Airport, 1201 Northwest Lejeune Road in Miami, Florida. We trust and believe that you all will be there, where you can be energized, inspired, and revived. So I'm going to get out of the way now and introduce our speaker of the hour. And our speaker of the hour is a wonderful woman. This woman believes in sharing the word of God to grow everybody. She is none other than Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. She received her Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary, where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a PhD candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Kai is also in the process into the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministry. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishments and blessings is being the proud mother of an amazing, amazing young man of God, Christopher. And she is an artist distributor and is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. She is now an accomplished author as well. Kai believes that the destiny of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our life. And this morning we are looking for God to bless us and speak through her and give us our word. What thus says the Lord. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Silver Fox. Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Bless us with your word, with the word.
Well, thank you so much for that amazing introduction. I tell you, but God is all I can say at times. And, of course, we want to thank Minister Wanda for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer and ushering in the Spirit. And, again, I want to thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their yes, informing and the foundation of this call, for their obedience in continuing to keep it going. So I just, you know, want to give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due him. Because without God, where would we be? So I'm just going to get right into the word. And again, God has me in this place where he is just, you know, moving all sorts of obstacles and just being really real with me in this time and in this seasoning process of my life. So today's word is too busy or afraid to hear God. One of the most effective tricks of the enemy is making us believe that activity means that we are being productive for God. Another trick of the enemy, which is, again, the opposite end of the spectrum from making us believe that activity makes us productive, is using our stillness or our time where we should be seeking God to move us towards sluggishness and not doing anything. So see, the enemy wants us operating at these two extremes of the spectrum. He either wants us so busy that we do not hear God, or so sluggish that we do not seek God at all. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's take a minute to look at how God spoke to Elijah. So we're going to turn to 1 Kings 19:11-18, and I'm not going to read the whole thing all at once, but we're going to go through bits and pieces of it at a time. Then the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore into the mountain and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After that, after the fire, a still small voice." So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. So let's look at a little background to that scripture. And we're going to do that before we really dive into this text. If we look at what led up to this point of Elijah having to be told to go out on the mountain, we see that Elijah was running from Jezebel. Jezebel had killed all the prophets in Israel. And then Elijah, in turn, smote her prophets with the sword. And then Jezebel told him, "Look at what you've done. I'm not going to rest until I take your life." Now, Elijah was running from Jezebel. He was running not because God told him to move or become active, but because he was afraid for his life. So see, once that fear came in, he began to move in a flurry of activity, running for his life, which made him become inactive at a point, and he wasn't hearing God. So God didn't tell him, okay, get super busy, get super active, and run for your life. God didn't say that. See, we know now what Elijah did not know. There was nothing Jezebel could do to Elijah without God saying so. without God allowing it. He didn't have to run. He could have stayed where he was. God's protection was more than sufficient. See, but sometimes we get caught up in the flurry of our activity and we don't hear what God has to say. So Elijah, let me pronounce that correctly, got caught up in that flurry of activity. So he ran here and there, and he took his people and he hit them out. And, of course, I'm paraphrasing this for our day and age. And he decided to go separate himself and lay down under a broom tree and wish that he could die. This man who so powerfully smote the prophets of Jezebel alone with only God's power working through him was now running scared and laying under a tree wishing he could die. But God didn't speak to him immediately in that process as he was laying there praying for death. God knew that at that point, he wouldn't be heard. So he sent an angel to minister to the physical needs that Elijah had. He didn't try and shake him out of it, and he could have. Let's not be mistaken. God could have done exactly what he wanted to without sending the angel to minister to Elijah's physical needs. But sometimes, in his wisdom, God knows that sometimes he has to meet those physical needs that we as his children have before he can tend to the spiritual work that he desires us to do. So he met Elijah's physical needs. He met them. He gave him bread and water that had been baked on coals. He fed him. He fed his body. He built up his physical strength because he had work for him to do, and Elijah was not ready to do that work yet. So not only did he send the angel to him once to minister to the physical needs, but he sent him twice because he understood the journey that he would have to be on required that his physical strength be prepared. See, God chose to get him to a place where he was completely and totally separated from all his cares in the world before he spoke to him. See, God wanted Elijah's full attention, and he realized so as long as he was in fear for his life and his physical needs were not met, Elijah would remain unfocused. So what did God do? Did he scream and shout and pound his chest as he could have done? No. He separated Elijah from everything and everyone. Now I'm going to ask this question. When was the last time that you felt completely and totally separated from everything and everyone, isolated and alone? Did you ever consider that that isolation was God trying to speak to you and work some things out in you? Now, I'm going to stop for a second here because I don't want anyone to think that when I ask the question with the word you in it, that I am excluding myself from the conversation or from asking those same questions. Hear me clearly. There is little to this point in my life that God allows me to minister without learning the lesson myself. So there have been times, and believe me, I am not above having to be isolated so that God can get me to focus on what he has given me. And even knowing what I know, there are still times that I miss it and miss the why of the isolation. And I turn on the TV and sink into that favorite spot on the couch and wrap myself up in my favorite blanket and turn to political news instead of seeking God in that isolation. So please understand, I do not leave myself out of the message. So know that none of us are alone in missing that isolation sometimes. So now that we have some background, let us delve further into the scripture. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. So Elijah had a choice to make. Would he stay in the cave or would he heed God's direction? How have your choices been made recently? Have you chosen the wisdom of following what God was saying, or have you chosen to go your own way? Have you chosen the wisdom of what God has given you in developing your artist business, or are you just trying to push a sale? Have you chosen the wisdom in developing your team, or are you just trying to push them to make some money for you? Not trying to step on anybody's toes, but I'm really trying to keep it real about what we are doing. And the scripture goes on to say, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after an earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his mantle around his face and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Here is where we see that Elijah clearly had a personal relationship with God, because he did not run out after the wind, nor did he run out after the earthquake or after the fire. He waited until he heard it, it being the voice of God in that still small voice. Do you have the type of relationship where you don't chase after the wind or after the earthquake or after the fire? But instead, you know that still small voice of God and trust it. How do you know when it's God speaking to you? Is there that still small voice of the Holy Spirit urging you to do or not to do something? So we have to really take a minute to understand that first we must be in relationship. See, nothing is going to surpass the relationship. You're not going to have the urging of the Holy Spirit if you do not have the relationship with God. You're not going to hear that still small voice if you are not in relationship. So where is each and every one of our relationships with God? I know we have our own plans, and we have our own thoughts, and we have our own desires for our life. But the word clearly tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And if we're truly seeking God, and if we're truly in relationship with God, then the desires of our heart will change, because we become less selfish and about self, and we become more about God and his community. So I will ask you again, are you too busy or too afraid to hear God's voice. Minister Jackie, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, for that profound word. Shortly I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for that word from above. Are we too busy to seek you, Lord? Are we too busy, God, to hear from you? Are we too busy to share your word? Lord, let us not get so involved with our everyday life that we forget to come to you, to be fed by you, to be led by you, and to be inspired by you, and to grow through you. God, let us heed this word today and understand that you are our all in all. You are our everything. God, we thank you for that word this morning. We thank you for your mouthpiece this morning, Minister Kai, as she poured out to us. God, please come back and fill her up. Keep her inspired by your word. Never let her be too busy to hear your word, to share your word. God, we ask you to renew in her the right spirit and help her to grow this so she can continually to spread your word to others. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, God, and for bringing her back from Switzerland, even better than when she left, God. We know that you are an awesome God, and you can do all things. We thank you for Pastor Dr. Vanessa, God. We thank you for her strength, God, as she demonstrates her strength through watching over us, Lord, as our mother eagle, helping us to grow. And as she cares for her mother, Mother Josie. And then she ministers for you, God, and continues. She's an artist distributor. She just has so much going in her life, but she never forgets to give you thanks, God. And we thank you for her. We thank you for artists and the conference coming up, Lord. We ask you to bless and anoint the conference. God, we ask you to touch the hearts of all of our artist distributors, that they will understand the importance of attending this conference. And we are standing on your word and trusting, God, that we are believing, and we call it so, that we will have over 500 in attendance. God, we thank you for all of those that have called in and requested prayer for sicknesses, for illness, for themselves, for their families, for their friends. We ask you that all those spoken requests, that you would go over and heal them, because by you, in your word you said, by your stripes we are healed, and we are standing on that healing, God. We ask you for all the bereaved families, God, to give them peace and comfort them and let them know that you will never leave them or forsake them. And we ask you to strengthen our TMC family as we continue to grow and be strengthened in your word. We know that you are able, and you are a God of all gods. You are almighty, omnipotent, and you love us, Lord. And we continue to share your word in your precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we thank Minister Kai for that wonderful word. And never be too busy to believe in God. And Minister Wanda, we'd like to thank you for opening us up, opening and seating and greeting everybody for this wonderful word today. And thank you for your tagline, Trust in the Lord Tuesday. Because I can do all things through Christ. So artist family, we want you to remember the conference that is coming up, the Artist Evolution Conference in Miami, Florida, October 21st, 23rd, 22nd, and 23rd. And the mission of this conference is to empower and inspire. So go to your back office and get registered now for Miami, Florida, the Marriott Miami, Florida, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. And for those that are moving on, you can go to the morning motivational call right after this call, and that number is 712-432. Oh, I'm sorry. That is the playback. I'm sorry. That is the playback for this awesome call, because I know you'll want to hear that message again. And again, that playback is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, the payback for this powerful, powerful message, Too Busy to Believe in God, 712-432-1085, and the PIN 957-677-POUND. And for those moving on to the new morning motivational call, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. So thank you again, Minister Wanda, for your beautiful opening to this call. And Minister Kai, we'd like to thank you once again for that powerful, powerful message. And now will you come and close us with the benediction?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you continue to allow us to strengthen our relationship with you so that we can hear that still small voice. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask for your peace that passes all understanding. We ask that in our weakness, you continue to be strong in us. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. It is in the precious name of Jesus that we seal this in the blood of the Lamb. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody, go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.